Hello everyone and welcome back to an episode of Coffee with Kels. How are y'all? I've missed you and I'm so excited to be back talking with ya. I have a couple life updates. So the first is, if y'all know me, you know how much I love to just sit outside and exist and just be in the sun. So I finally got amazing, beautiful patio furniture and my balcony is now the place to be. I just got done being out there and painting and it was just a very, very good vibe. So I also had my birthday. And if you wanna know how fun it was, you need to ask my father. Let's just say we had a very, very good night. So it was a really good time and I felt very, very loved. So that was really, really great. There's like nothing like a birthday week to like make you upset but also just feel so at ease and at peace, because you just kind of realize how many people, you know, see you and love you and care about you. And I think that was what was so crazy to me, is just like the visibility, because I had been feeling like I didn't really have very many people besides my couple friends and my family, and just to see the way that people, you know, showed up for me, it was very, very, very nice. So, yeah. Speaking of feeling visible, I feel like I am currently in a season of life where I'm, like, actually figuring out, like, who I am and what I like. And, you know, you always think you know yourself when you're, like, 17, 18, 19. But as you really start to become, like, an adult and rely on yourself for, you know, for survival, I feel like you really do learn yourself and who you are and what you tolerate. And I feel like I'm in a very, very great season of just establishing, you know, what I'm about. And obviously, you know, I'm not fully established at all, but I don't know. I feel like I'm in a good place in my life where I feel like I'm taking like a deep breath and an exhale, where I'm like, okay, like I feel secure in these, like in this capacity in my life. So yeah, so within this season of learning myself and figuring myself out and what I want, I feel like I've learned a lot about what it means to love and what exactly I'm looking for in all of my like romantic relationships, because I have not ever had very much luck in those. So I have really been taking some time and self-reflection to figure out like what I am looking for and what that like love, like an absolute love, like means to me. Let me go backwards a little bit. I think because I'm also learning myself, I've been quicker to set boundaries, because just being on social media in general, you meet a lot of guys. Like there's definitely not a shortage of men that have tried to, you know, talk to me. Like there's definitely not a shortage of them, but I feel like just setting those boundaries and talking to people has kind of helped me know who I am and how to know like when it's my time to go and like exit the situation and when I'm not the one that somebody wants. So I do want to talk about that really quick. So a couple of these boundaries that I have been super quick to set is just kind of, actually I wouldn't even call them boundaries, it's just like if a guy isn't doing these things, then I know that like I'm not it, because these are kind of like deal breakers for me. But the first one is like, is if there's no eagerness to take me out, I'm not for them. I get wanting to speak over the phone for a little bit, especially if there is some distance, but if there is no eagerness to make some sort of plan, that's not for me. And to kind of go along with that, if there's no like no romantic gestures, even in the form of just like comments or you know, compliments and things like that, like I desire those things in a relationship. And if you can't even like be like, oh, you look so pretty today, that's not for me. And I've noticed, and maybe it's just in my the men that I'm picking, but I've noticed an extreme lack of that. Like there's not a man shortage, but there is definitely a compliment shortage. And I think men think that they don't mean anything anymore, because women do get their validation now from social media, unfortunately. So I think that men now think that they don't, you know, have to do that. But for me personally, like if I'm not receiving any sort of mental gestures. Like, that's not for me. And this kind of goes along with, like, the no eagerness, no romantic gestures. If I feel as if I have taken on the masculine role in planning things and, you know, being the one to be like, oh my gosh, we should hang out, things like that, I don't want to be a part of that. I just feel as if in my relationship, something that I desire is to feel, like, 100% feminine and the one that is, you know, being pursued, because that's like not only like what I want, but that's also like my biblical purpose. Is I do want to feel pursued and want to feel desired, and obviously like that will be reciprocated, but not from the beginning. I feel like the beginning of the relationship, I definitely want to see a man that takes some sort of initiative. Another way that I've been like, whoa, this isn't for me, is if I begin to feel uncomfortable, like, voicing my own opinion. Like, if someone does something that upsets me and, you know, I don't feel comfortable saying how I feel anymore, we may need to rethink that situation. So, yeah. To kind of go back to the original topic of this podcast, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, what love is starting to mean to me in my current phase of life. And kind of some thoughts on it. I just kind of wrote this down super briefly. I was painting on the patio and started thinking about all of this. I've also been reading a lot on Substack. And if you're not on Substack, I would like to 9 out of 10 recommend it. It's basically like, I don't know, people just write and you read their writing. And it's kind of a very magical app. I would absolutely recommend it. But I've been reading it, and I read something last time about the intimacy of being understood, and I was like, I don't think I've ever been like fully understood by a romantic partner. And then I was like, I don't think I've ever been like actually loved by a romantic partner in that way. So I was like, well, then what does love look like to me? Like, how will I know whenever I experience that? So I did throw together a couple of these things. So I think the first big thing it means to me is sacrifice. I know that it can be inconvenient to plan dates sometimes, and I know it can be inconvenient to, you know, drive and come pick me up or whatever, but like watching somebody be able to make sacrifices for somebody, I think, is a huge sign of love. And whenever I am willing to sacrifice for people, I think that's also a sign that there's love there. Like, I would drop anything for my baby sister, and that's how I know I love her. And I cannot wait to be to the point in a relationship that we get to see that mutual sacrifice. The next thing that I wrote was the act of being understanding and being understood. I have realized, like, some of these men that I quite like loved did not understand me at all. I personally feel as if I'm a pretty complex female, and I have lots of thoughts, and to find a man who, you know, has all those masculine qualities but is also an intellectual and is, you know, takes the time to truly understand me, and there is just kind of like that natural understanding, I think that's like a big like love sign. But also there's like a, and I've experienced this now having like my quote like adult friends instead of my like teenage girlfriends, there's a very specific like warmth that only comes from being truly understood. And until the day that like I met my friends now, like, I didn't know what that was like. So I don't know, it would like, for example, I was speaking to a friend about something that like was weighing me down, and something about like me communicating that to them and them being able to lessen that weight was like a breath of fresh air. And so I think love is a breath of fresh air. Love is understanding and being understood. And I don't know. And this, also, this podcast is probably so just like out there. It doesn't make any sense, but hopefully you're following. Love is also a balance. I do believe to a certain extent opposites attract, and that's kind of what the balance is. Like, finding someone whose strengths offset your weaknesses. But I will say this, I have in my past dated people that were very, very, very different from me, and that was not a strength, and it was in every single situation the downfall of our relationship. So it is a balance, like, where I lack. I would love for them to be able to, you know, pick up the slack. But also, like, I would love to have things in common. Like, that has been, like, I love to, like, paint and draw and, you know, having somebody that enjoys those things. And I, you know, but I also love to decorate, and I would maybe not want to be with somebody that loves that so much. So I would have that, like, full creative, I don't know, ability. But yeah, I think love is a balance. And I also think love is honest. And I believe that when we're in love, we can communicate 100% honestly and not feel judged. I have found that in several situationships, and even in my, like, relationships, like, I get to a point where I'm just kind of quiet, and I don't, whenever I feel uncomfortable, I don't communicate how I feel. Or if I feel as if I'm losing somebody, or, like, the connection's not there, I just kind of quit communicating, which is probably one of my, like, red flags, if you want to call it that. But I desire a love where I feel like I can communicate how I feel and not feel judged. So I'm hoping that is something that I can find one day. So but that's kind of, those were a couple of my thoughts on that. Obviously, I could talk about that forever, the same way I could talk about almost anything forever. But as I have come to, like, love people around me, the less I believe I've ever actually had a romantic relationship with anybody, the more that I, like, sit around and think about it, I'm like, I don't really think, like, any of my boyfriends and I were, like, ever truly, like, in love. I think I got close one time, maybe, but I don't ever recall a time in a relationship with a man that I felt like their presence was a weight lifted off my shoulders, that their presence was a breath of fresh air, and that their presence was, you know, offsetting my weaknesses and yada yada yada. Like, I've never felt as if a man has come around and, like, fully understood me as a person. So, and now I'm like, I don't really think I've ever been in love. But I also think you can't love somebody that doesn't fully know themselves. And because I am more myself than I have ever been in my whole life, I'm knowing, like, that right now in this moment, I'm more prepared for love than I have ever been. And that's kind of a scary thought. It's like, I'm in a position right now where, I don't know, I could very, very easily have somebody fall in love with me because I know who I am. Hopefully that makes sense. And this is, relatable, and maybe I'm just yapping, I don't know, which I am just yapping, obviously, but I don't know, I feel like I have become so familiar with myself that somebody could also get to know me now, whereas before in my life, because I was so all over the place and scattered brain, like, it would be hard for somebody to get to know me because I wouldn't know what to let them get to know. So, yeah, I think also the reason why I'm like, oh, I can't wait for someone to, like, love me, absolutely, I'm, like, naturally an optimist, and I know that, like, I will feel that, and I'm so, so, so sick and tired of, like, wanting to be with somebody and always going to bed, like, upset or having questions or feeling silenced. And so if this episode does anything for you, I really hope it just provides you some sort of clarity on whatever situation you're in. Like, I know so many girls that, and guys that get into relationships and they just question it and they're anxious the whole time and they don't feel, you know, secure in it. And I just want you to know that, obviously, I don't know this for sure because I haven't experienced it, but, like, one day, like, you will feel secure and you'll feel safe and you won't feel silenced and you'll feel free to speak your mind and all those things. And I just kind of hope and pray that over, like, all my friends and everybody that I know, because I've seen it in so many relationships around me that I'm like, I know that one day we'll feel that. But yeah, obviously, like, I do think love is a lot more than these things, but I really was sitting out there painting, and I was just listening to some music, and I was like, that is so crazy that, like, the more that I sit here and think about it, like, I don't think I have ever experienced a, like, great romantic love. I think I've experienced, like, puppy love and, you know, being being infatuated with somebody, but I don't think I have ever in my life, like, know myself well enough to give somebody the opportunity to love me, absolutely. So it's a really, really weird feeling, but yeah, that this episode's kind of short. Hopefully this was kind of educational, and if not, you just like to hear the way my brain works. And I went through this episode together really fast, but it kind of felt important to like for me to talk about. So yeah, I hope you guys have a really great evening. I will catch you guys next time. Make sure you guys follow and leave a 5-star review on Spotify. And I would love to hear y'all's thoughts. So if you want to get in, like, connect with me, the podcast Instagram is at @coffeewkells. My personal Instagram is at @kelseyjdurham. That's also my TikTok, which I'm starting to post more on, and I love it. It's so fun. But yeah, I hope you guys have the best night. I'll see y'all next time.